As some of you might know, I do like cycling on my mountain bike. It's a great way of getting out into the countryside and also keeping fit. I never used to be a cyclist. I spent many years not even going anywhere near a bike. However, in one of my previous jobs, the people there in the same department used to do the London to Brighton bike ride every year. I spent several years avoiding this. Then one year I was either pressurised into it or perhaps I volunteered, I don't know. So the die was cast, as it were, and I had to do the ride one summer. It's 55 miles from London to Brighton, so that's quite a way if you haven't ridden a bike for a long time. There was only one problem though. I didn't actually have a bike. Luckily though, or perhaps unluckily, my boss at the time lent me his old road bike. It was quite a good bike in its day, but it only had 5 gears, so I was at a slight disadvantage compared to my colleagues who were all kitted out on mountain bikes with about 27 gears. However, I had volunteered to do it, so I was going to do it, and I had to spend some time practicing that summer. I went out with a mate a few times and we did 20 to 25 miles a few times, but that was as much as I did. I had never done 55 miles before. The fateful day arrived and we all travelled up to Clapham Junction to start the ride. It was a great ride actually, because the sun was shining and 25,000 other cyclists were on the route, so there was a great deal of camaraderie. I made it to Brighton in the end, although I was way behind everybody else in our team. But I made it. So that's really how I started cycling. That was about 15, 16 years ago now, and I've carried on every year since. Okay, that's it. How I started cycling. Speak to you again tomorrow.